Rome, Pine, January 28, 1973. Letter to Arthur Seppels of the Julian Press. January 28, 1973. Lone Pine, California, 93545. To Arthur Seppels, the Julian Press Incorporated, Publisher, 150 Fifth Avenue, New York, NY, 10011. Dear Mr. Seppels, first I wish to thank you for the forwarding of the Laws of Form by, let's see, G. Spencer Brown. The statement by Bertrand Russell is evidence enough concerning the logical and mathematical competency of Mr. Brown. There is, however, a question which I shall raise in connection with certain epistemological assumptions as involved in the conception of the two axioms. This is something beyond the question of logical competency and is a matter I regard of fundamental importance. Nonetheless, I am very glad to receive this work and am impressed with it. Second paragraph. I have prepared a proposed preface to this second edition of Pathways Through to Space, and this is enclosed for your consideration. Third paragraph. With respect to the contract, there is one question which is quite serious in connection with the third paragraph, subparagraph A. It involves a statement which is contrary to fact, namely the words that said work has not hitherto been published. End of quotation. This being contrary to fact, it seems to me improper to sign such a statement. There is also a further question in connection with that same paragraph. I would want to reduce my financial responsibility in connection with any suit to the equity involved in the royalty, so that none of my personal assets here would be involved. I do not see how there could be any liability involved in the work, and I think you are fully in a position to judge as to that. Otherwise, I regard the contract as satisfactory and would be ready to sign it. But this particular paragraph should be, in my opinion, modified so that it'll be true as to fact, and secondly, restricting my liability to the equity in the royalties. Furthermore, at my present age of 85, I would not feel able to take on the responsibility of defending any possible suit. So I would suggest that that responsibility be assumed by the publisher. Thanking you again for your kind consideration and your gift of the work of Mr. Brown, I remain yours very sincerely, Franklin F. Wolfe.